Blog Talk Radio.
Into the promised land, Lou. I myself am so behind eight ball. All I can do is figure out what's going on. I missed some of the draft. Been missing some of what was going on because I was basically out of town. Now I'm back in town. And they say you need to be prepped. Well, sometimes it doesn't work that way. So that's why you have a great co-host to keep you up to date with such things. And, of course, ESPN with their little trendy topics of greatness. So, Lou, start us off. What do we got going on, and how are we going to roll into it?
Well, right off the bat, I want to start off with a couple. Not going to go over the whole draft, but a few things that happened in the draft. And, of course, you got the New York Knicks fans all up in arms about their draft pick, which, of course, stupid them. They know nothing about the player, so... We don't know. We never heard of the guy, so he must be bad. Yeah, you're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. So, who did they end up getting?
I can't pronounce his name at the moment. He's a foreign player. He's 6'6". He's 7 foot. I think legit 7'1". So, and with the NBA, when they do measurements of players, they measure him with shoes on, not with shoes off. So with shoes on, he's probably like 7'2", 7'3". With him off, he's like 7'1". And he's very athletic. Yeah, he's very athletic. He can shoot, you know, outside as well. I think his vertical leap is 38 inches, which is very rare to have a center that could jump that high. But he,
that's that guy. It starts with a P, right? Was it
yes.
Poor something. I was here. I heard about a little bit about him over the weekend. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, Lou.
Yeah, but he is undersized. He's like 225 pounds or whatever. But me personally, I have never heard of the guy either. But mainly because I haven't seen much of European basketball this season. You know, I usually watch a lot of it, but I haven't seen much of it this season. So, but from what I've seen of the guy, yeah, he is very talented offensively. Defensively, well, we already know he's undersized, so he's going to be a little bit of a liability at that spot. But, you know, I would say this is a decent pick for the Knicks at this point right now. But as far as everything else, they're still a garbage team. I think they also picked up another guy. They traded one of their picks for another player, which was a good move on their part. And at the same time doing that, they traded away Tim Hardaway to the Wizards.
Whoa, in return for who?
For the draft. Trying to find it up again for the draft pick. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so that is somewhat of a major change. And like you said, I don't know what New York Knicks fans are really expecting. They had the 4th pick in the draft. I mean, come on, man. If you got anything, it would be a blessing, right? So you end up getting a 7'2" guy, 7'1" guy who is athletic, which means he can move a lot. He might be not as physical as all the typical, you know, centers of our prime, but I'm pretty sure that if he played in the European League, he has some agility and he can probably shoot free throws. That right there is going to keep you in the game, right? You can keep him late in the game, because one thing we know for 100% is that those players that play in the European League, they know how to, they deal pretty good with fundamentals. When it comes to free throw shooting, they're 75% and better. In fact, I don't know too many European centers or anybody from Europe that doesn't shoot better than 80%, to be quite honest. I'd have to really think hard on who that would be, right? So
yeah, it'd be very rare to find non-shooters from European League. If they are non-shooters, they develop very quickly.
Very quickly, because that's the style of, you know, basketball that they primarily play over there. You have to know how to have some type of shot, short distance, long distance. So I'm pretty sure that guy's going to be a high percentage, especially if he's shooting within the paint. And then if he gets fouled, he's at the free throw line, he could be a pretty good weapon. What a nice pick. And it is an additional piece to go ahead and put around what's his name? What's the guy's name who I deserve to call? You know that guy married to Lala? You know that guy? What's his name?
Yeah,
that guy.
Carmelo.
You know?
That guy, Carmelo.
Yeah, say it again. What's the name? Mello? Mello Yellow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
Come on now.
Hey, I got the reins. I'm putting the reins back. But I tell you, you know, that's a good fit for him for what he does. He takes a lot of, you know, bad shots. For
Chris,
the guy, 7'1", I'm guaranteeing you 10.
Chris Steps Porzingis.
Chris Steps.
That's his name. Yeah.
Porzingis.
Chris Steps Porzingis. They got him listed as a power forward, but, you know, he can play either spot. It's from Spain.
Which is good. I mean,
yeah
I mean, if he's hitting at that height, you know, that's I think that's pretty simple, pretty great. If he's that tall, I have a feeling that, you know, he's going to get good rebounds and he can shoot. I mean, that's about as good as you could possibly get. I think that's just the best. That would have been the best thing that you could have did at that particular spot, because we already know Towns and what's the boy from Duke? I forgot his name.
Okafor.
See? Okafor. There we go. Those two were gone, and I didn't know who went three. Who did they get for three?
Okafor was three. Two was the Lakers. They got D'Angelo Russell, point guard from Ohio State.
We figured that was going to – I don't know how that's going to fit with Kobe next year, but I guess he's the future, right? So.
Yeah. The player they got for the trade was the point guard from Notre Dame. It's just up here. Jaren Grant, son of Harvey Grant, one of his sons. He got two sons playing in the league now.
And that's something. We hear Harvey. What about Horace? Harvey and Horace, were they twins?
Yeah.
So they kind of they look very, you know, almost like they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look at that. Sons made it. They're there playing. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I expect to see.
And also, the team that I figured that would be the stars of the draft, which is the Boston Celtics, they are sitting with a huge load of guards on their team after the draft.
Huh.
A load
of
point guards and shooting guards, so they are really lurking around the corner of every team, being special delivery doorman. Like, hey, you want to buy this? We got a good deal for you.
Yeah, you know, they're doing. They're just stacking up, you know, a lot of what they have, and try to, you know, pretty much deal them off like cards, bring in some size. I mean, all you got is guards and shooters. I mean, everybody, you know, comes up with the idea that that's the way to win. But we know better. We know how that's going to end up. And you know, they're just there as trading pieces. I imagine they'll get rid of two or three of them, right?
It's going to be a lot more than two or three. They got
How many guards do they have?
I mean, the way it, I think they got like five of them.
Five? Well, you got to keep at least two or three. I would say maybe three. So they got two pieces to bring in some size. They still got what? Sullinger and the other guy, man. You got another big guy that's somewhat solid. They just need backup off the bench. That's pretty much of a young, that's a youthful team. Maybe they, you know, do something in free agency. I don't know, the Nets look like they might need a guard. I mean, they're talking about getting rid of Johnson anyway, right? So, you know, him being gone,
I don't know.
Darren Williams basically non-existent. We'll see.
Yeah. And they're as bigger than the Nets. We talked about last time how Thaddeus Young opted out, and he's a free agent. Brook Lopez, he's a free agent as well for the Nets. But from the looks of it, they both will more likely re-sign back with them. So,
yeah, they are everything that is good with the Nets. The thing that is bad is that point guard. I would rather have Jared Jackson starting than Darren Williams for all that money that he basically stole. He might as well have put a Hamburglar mask on and just, you know, put a gun to everybody's head. with what he stole. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I see.
Yeah. Okay. So that's pretty much everything. Not real, probably a few moves that are going on, like a few trades or whatever, but nothing really big yet. Really what's big right now is a whole, every team has like at least two free agents. I'm talking about unrestricted free agents, guys that could possibly go anywhere. So it's just, it's crazy. A lot of things can go down starting from today and the first. You know, free agent signing doesn't officially start till the ninth. So they could commit to somebody now, but they can't officially sign with the team until the ninth. So you got, just about every team has some big time free agent, you know, unrestricted. So I don't know what's going to happen, you know, in these next 24 hours.
man, what do you, you know, it's going to be something crazy, but it's going to be some magnificent trade. So we'll have to kind of sit back and watch. It's going to be interesting, though.
I mean, right now we already have Steve Blake. He's no longer with the Trailblazers. He's with Brooklyn now. So he's with Brooklyn, and they traded him for Mason Plumlee and Pat. I forgot how to say this guy's last name, but it's the guy, it's the athletic shooter that I was talking about from Notre Dame during the combine. He had like a 40-something vertical leap.
Yeah.
Which is,
I got to get his name because I know who you're talking about. I just don't remember the guy's name. You know, what about the guy from Wisconsin? I thought he was pretty good. Did anybody pick him up? Got a one player of the year last year.
Kaminsky.
Yeah.
Frank
Kaminsky. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm trying to. The website is so slow right now. The NBA website is trash.
Man. Tell you, not so good, huh?
Yeah, it's been like that for like a few weeks. I'm like, what the heck is going on with y'all? Yeah, he went to ninth pick. He went to the Hornets.
The Hornets?
Yeah. Boy. And the Celtics were lobbying real hard to try to get that draft pick from the Hornets. man. Michael Jordan was like, nah, I think I'm going to keep this one.
It's a wise decision, huh?
Yeah. And they also did a trade. They traded Cedric Henderson. He went to Portland as well. And they picked up, and the Hornets picked up Matt Barnes.
So we basically know that for the most part that he's leaving up in Portland. He's your boy, big time center there, Aldridge.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that he's out the door?
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone, and I think Portland knows it. They've already made all of these moves. They basically got to rebuild, which is sad because, you know, they've been in a good position all year. It's just unfortunate that they're in a conference that is fully loaded. Every team is fully loaded in the West, so, you know, Aldridge is going to be gone. You know, Nicholas Batum, he's gone too. He got dealt to Charlotte as well. So, Blake is gone as well, so it's tough for Portland right now.
That's really very hurtful, ain't it?
Yeah.
But especially given how close they were, you know, because every year they was in the 40-50 range. I think it's just what it is now. The market, people want to go to where they can win instant titles, right? That's the trend in the NBA. That's what it is. You know, I can say this. You know, it doesn't work in any other league but the NBA. Like, it doesn't work in baseball. It doesn't work in football. Like, you can put all this talent on a football team, and they won't do anything. I don't know what it is. Only the well-coached team, you know, somebody like, you know, the Patriots, if they get a group of all-star players that are great, like one or two, then it changes the complexion and the dynamic of what they do. But everybody else, nobody else could do it. I remember those Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers back in the day used to try to add all these different players, and it just didn't quite pan out. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's a tough situation. Tough for Portland, and, you know, a lot of other moves. I mean, look what just happened.
What's that?
The Magic wave Gordon.
Ben Gordon?
If they're smart, it better be Ben Gordon. Let me open this up. Could be Ben Gordon or Aaron Gordon. I think most likely be Ben Gordon. I don't know why you picked him up
Ben,
in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't seem to fit anything that the that they're doing, so. That's crazy.
Gordon.
I don't know why they picked him up in the first place. Ben pretty much done. It's a wrap for him. I think once he left Chicago, it was a wrap. Better days were behind him. What's his name?
Who?
Detroit Pistons had him for a while. Long, light skinned, kind of Scottie Pippen. Long. You know what I'm talking about? The guy who played for Detroit. Did really well on that couple of runs. Tayshaun Prince is done for him 2 weeks finished. It's sad, but it's the truth. Yeah. It's like, when do we know when to say when? Do we say when 2 days ago? Do we say when now? Yeah, we say when 2 days ago. Because we need to build a good squad. So we got to make this thing happen soon or soon enough. Because if it doesn't happen, we're not going to be contenders. And like I say, the NBA is the only league that can utilize free agents, good ones, and turn a team completely around. And maybe that's because of the number of people that are on the roster, right? You have five starters. Yeah. If you get in, too. I mean, and we got to be real. It takes a transition period for them to start getting on one accord with one another. But then after that, it's like everybody knows everybody, right? So
yeah.
It's crazy.
I'll make a correction here. It's Hardaway is going to the Hawks, not the Wizards.
Atlanta Hawks. That's a good pick for them.
Yeah. And also Millsap and DeMar Carroll, they're also, you know, free agents.
I like Millsap. I like Paul Millsap. And I think I know where he can go. But they're not gonna be smart though. There'll be a lot of drop off in some of these teams. Specifically, mainly talking the Bulls, big drop off. You heard Wade pretty much underwent his free agency, his option. I don't think Wade is going to be back in Miami. I don't know. What do you think Wade is going?
He's not coming back. He's not going back to Miami. He's going somewhere else. But also, with that said, he's expecting to get a contract that's $16 million 3 years.
He's not going to get that anywhere. And that's really not because of his abilities, more or less because of the injuries, right? He's not ever really healthy. But you take him, you know what I'm seeing, right? you go ahead and you let our guy Kevin Love out of there. You bring Wade in for, what, two-thirds of the money you're going to pay. And you really have the same squad, right? You have the Heat playing for the Cavaliers.
You want to start that back up again, huh?
Well, I mean, it just makes sense. Think about it. There's no, I don't see any other place he would go to where he'd have a very significant role and have the respect to gain a little bit of money outside of, you know, Cleveland.
Yeah, I would do it.
I mean, he's
not. I'll take more of a chance on him than J.R. Smith.
Oh, I would get rid of him quickly. The ink doesn't even have to dry yet before I get rid of him. I'm keeping Shumpert. Shumpert proved to be very vital. You got Tristan Thompson, which is great. I'll get rid of Dellavedova. I'm sorry. If I get Wade, I don't need to have Dellavedova. He can go somewhere else and make a market for himself. I'm sure he made a little bit of money for himself with his performance in the finals this past couple of months here. But you look at him, you look at, well, what's the other big man? That was pretty good. Tristan Thompson and, Mozgov. Those are some great, he discovered some great, great gold right there. So you put Wade on that roster, you get rid of Love, bring him in there. It's basically a better Heat team, to be quite honest. And we already know that, you know, Wade and LeBron already love each other already. So you wouldn't even have to work with too much transition now. They'll be the hands-on favorite. Next season, and not just to win the Eastern Conference. I mean, they're probably the favorites to win finals if he goes there. So, you know, we'd have to see. I'm not sure where else to go.
Yeah. Also, speaking of the Heat, Luol Deng, he is opted in with the Heat on a $10.1 million deal.
He's not going to get that anywhere else. He has to do that. who's really going to give him that kind of money? His best days are behind him. I mean, and I love him. You know, he was one of the guys on the Bulls I had tremendous respect for. So I would, you know what I mean? Tremendous respect.
Yeah.
So it's like I would definitely figure out, you know, ways, but, you know, his best days are behind him, and nobody's going to give him that kind of money based off those injuries after the Bulls trades, right? It's like it was just one right after the other. About $10 million?
Also,
yeah, he better just stay down there.
Also, where it is, Kevin Garnett will play for another season with the Timberwolves. So more teaching for the young fellas.
Yeah, that's what I think, because they got some good picks. And they're going to be soon here, within the next 3-4 years, we're going to see something good come out of Minnesota. And some team from over there is going to fall off, probably Portland. Just like you said, they're rebuilding. And eventually Dallas will fall off, because I don't think they're going to be able to last unless they get Aldridge.
I told you one of the Texas teams are going to get him, because I'm 100% sure that he wants to go back home and play in Texas. So there's no other teams other than the Spurs and Dallas that have the best chance of getting them.
Man, I'm looking at these lineups. I'm looking at the Bulls. They're restricted free agent Jimmy Butler. Give him the money. No, enough said. Just don't be stupid. Okay, unrestricted free agent. You got Etwan Moore. He's basically done. But I see Joakim Noah on that list. They'll give him the deal too. Aaron Brooks, he's probably out of there. Dunleavy should be out of there. Kurt Heinrich, yes, keep him. Nazir Muhammad, I don't know. I think he's gone too. Yeah, I think you get rid of three of those. I'm keeping Kurt, because Kurt is probably the best out of those. Actually, I like what Aaron Brooks was doing in the regular season, but when it came to the postseason, he just basically choked. I don't know what happened to him. He disappeared. So I look at the Hornets, just like you said, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist already restricted free agent. You know, we was like talking big stuff out of this guy beforehand, and now I look at it. About to be done, man, out of there. I mean, yeah, you know, I look at the restricted free agents for Cleveland. Dellavedova, I think you let him go. Tristan Thompson, you got to keep Shumpert, you keep, right? Unrestricted, of course, LeBron is going to opt out, and we know that. James Jones, I let you go, guy. You're done. Sean Marion, might as well let him go. You ain't playing him all season. Let him go. Mike Miller, he needs to retire. He can't walk anymore. Kendrick Perkins, I mean, you already got two big men. You got Varejao coming. You know what I mean? I let Perkins go. J.R. Smith, you got to let him go. Got to. And then unrestricted, you got Mozgov, which you got to sign. Be a waste to let that go. Brendan Haywood, I think you got to keep him. Just let him. You know what I mean? Let him marinate. But get rid of everybody else.
I think they're going to buy him out. I think they're going to buy out his contract.
You think so? And let him go? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably right. I look at some of these things. Some of the names on this stuff is like crazy. Let me see the Rockets. Rockets unrestricted.
Every team at every position.
Yeah, it's like, what is going on here? But I'm looking at this. They got Patrick Beverley restricted. Oh, I'm signing him. I don't know what they're doing. But, of course, I know that's what they plan to do. That's just really the thing. I think you got to make that happen. Unrestricted Corey Brewer. After the performance he gave, he showed up. I'm keeping him. Terry is done. Too many turnovers. Josh Smith. He showed out for the Rockets, right? He showed out good enough. So I would give him another shot. You got Terrence Jones, Donatas, Matawanas, Kostas Popolinko. I'm keeping that guy. The Popolinko, I'm keeping him. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Matawanas. I don't know. Didn't hear enough. Let me see. Joey Dorsey, Dwight Howard. Come on, you're going to sign Howard. Pablo Prigioni?
Yep.
Who knows? Look at the Pacers. Pacers. LaVoy Allen, unrestricted. I'm letting you go. Louis Scola, much as I despise him, keep him. Donald Sloan, I don't know. Rodney Stuckey, I don't know. C.J. Watson. I remember when C.J. Watson was playing for the Bulls, he had a streak of great games, and it's like, I don't know what happened to him. David West, you got to keep West, right? That's like basically the heartbeat of the Pacers, the leader in that locker room. Restricted, you got David Rudis, Roy Hibbert. man. You talk about a guy that will be out of there. Yeah, exactly. He's gone. And I go to the Clippers. Let me see, you got Glenn Baby Davis. I let him go. Dante Jones, I let him go. Turkoglu's done. Okay. Buddha, he's done. I keep Rivers, and then I keep Dante Jordan. You got to sign those two. I don't care how you do it. At least one of them. You got to keep Jordan at least. Nobody's going to give him max money. Can't hit free throws. So he just needs to settle down there. They offer him a little bit. Unrestricted, you got Lance Stevenson, of course. Great pick. Lester Hudson, I don't know. Jordan Hamilton. Jamal Crawford, oh, absolute. He goes nowhere. Excuse me, he goes nowhere. Look at the Lakers. Basically, they just need to get rid of the whole roster outside of Kobe. I agree with that. I'm not even reading off the rest of the names. Kobe and then start over, basically. I shouldn't be too hard on Jordan Hill. Jordan Hill's pretty solid, right? I mean, he does his job without causing the ruckus.
Yeah, he does. He does pretty okay.
Yeah. Okay. Jordan Hill, Kobe, and that's it. For next year, that is. Kobe basically said, I guess he kind of gave us the idea that he's not going to retire a Laker, basically, right? Next year is his last year as a Laker, and I think after that he's probably either going to retire or play somewhere else. I look here at the Heat. Beasley, they might do that, you know. Dragic's already got the contract, right? We know Wade is out of there. He's not going to stay. Then you got two Dragics over here. You got Zoran Dragic, too. Who's out? Are they related?
Yeah,
Zoran and Zoran? Man, what, same position?
Yeah.
I can't believe Chalmers is still on this roster. Not to say that he's not good enough. I thought they got rid of him already. But okay, I keep Chalmers. Of course, Luau Deng we just spoke on. He's gonna get the 10-point-some million. Udonis Haslem, you got to keep him. And I think that's pretty much a wrap for that. We look at the Bucks. Jared Dudley.
And they.
Sean
and they
Williams.
Just picked up. They picked up Vasquez from Toronto. During the draft and the trade.
Revis Vasquez. That's a good pickup. Yeah. Jared Bayless. That's a good pickup. Mayo. Oh, yeah. They got to figure that out.
OJ Mayo.
I think this is the. OJ Mayo.
Yeah.
I look at the Timberwolves, and they have the most room to kind of play. I mean, you got to keep Kevin Martin, I think. Detroit Daniels, I keep him too. You got Gary Neal and Kevin Darnett. You keep them both of those, right? You can get rid of everybody else.
Yeah.
Where's Bennett on here? Have they traded him yet? Jeez.
Not yet, but you know he will be.
Yeah, he's out of there. I'm sorry, you can keep him after you brought in that talent. You know, you got to get rid of him. You're looking at New Orleans. They got Amir Asik. Pretty good. I didn't know Jimmy Fredette is on that roster. Jimmer. Okay, we know his career is over. We look at the Knicks. The Knicks just need to get rid of everybody, including that guy. But that guy basically signed for max deal. He's not going anywhere. I don't know who else they're going to deal with. I mean, Shane Larkin. Cole Aldrich, Lou Amundson. I don't know. You got Bargnani. What a horrible roster. That's got to be. Thunder, man, that just everything looks great with them. Outside of course, you know about Durant. You got to figure out a way to get that deal done. I don't care what you do. You need to get that deal done. Figure that out. Magic.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris, Kylo Quinn. Yeah, I think you can live without him. Willie Green, who knows? I don't even know the rest of these guys. Evan Forner, Maurice Harkless. Who are these people?
I'll tell you who these people are.
Today.
They are all stars.
Oh, they are?
They are, yep. As soon as they leave the Magic, they will be.
Oh, I just caught that. That's a good one, Lou. You totally got me off guard with that one. Okay. 76ers, that's basically, they're just a farm team, basically. They're there to facilitate everybody else in the NBA.
Dude, I seen video today where they had, you know, three of their players, like the young players, like draft picks, and holding up the jerseys. They got new jerseys, so I really can't call them new because they look the same as what they've been wearing before. But the main guy that, what's his name, from Kentucky? Is it Kentucky or? No, not Kentucky, Okafor. Remember, like they were saying during the draft that he doesn't want to be there?
Yeah.
After they're standing there taking pictures while they're holding the jersey, he immediately drops his on the table and just walks out.
Wow. Yeah, because he knows, bro, the 76ers, they do, you know, they bulk up and they just give away their players. It's like they're permanently trying to be garbage. So I don't know what they're doing up there. We already talked about Portland. You got Freeland. Aldridge, we pretty much come to the understanding he's out of there. You got Robin Lopez, the other Lopez, which is similar but not exactly the same. So, you know, who knows? You got to sign Lillard. You got to keep him somehow, some way. I mean, that's one of the best point guards in the game. Sometimes I think we overlook him as an individual player, Damian Lillard. He's one of the top – I think he's top five point guard right about now, right? Being fair, I think he is, right? What do you think? He's in my top five. I look at it. Top 10, maybe.
He's definitely top 10. And definitely one of the best clutch players in the league as well.
Yeah. Yes, he's pretty solid boy on when it counts. You look at the Spurs, man. Let me tell you something. Ginobili, he needs to retire. Just give it up. Danny Green, they need to keep him, but something's telling me they're gonna let him go. Matt Bonner, come on, let him die. Bellinelli, I loved him when he was with the Bulls, pretty good. Corey Joseph, Reggie Williams. Okay, well, that's pretty much that. Let me get into a little bit of NFL here before we ride off into the sunset. Look at what's going on here. Tom Brady situation is still ongoing. We won't know an answer probably for another couple of days or maybe even a week. You had Weatherford made an issue taking jabs at Tim Tebow there. And, of course, Kelsey, the center for the Eagles, had some damaging words on Twitter for him. And him and Weatherford both went back and forth. You got the Eagles. They signed Moffitt to a one-year deal. Okay, that's great. Michael Sam joins the CFL Alouette. Might be happy now because we know the legislation that just got upheld with Congress, right? And that whole thing. Rainbow colors everywhere, right? And then Manziel to emulate Breeze as the Bengals defensive coordinator. And I don't know. I think that's what it is. But of course, right now in the NFL, I think the big deal or the big thing, everybody's trying to figure out what's going on, getting through camp. Preseason is coming up within another month and a half, I think. Teams are still doing workouts. We don't know who's going to be on rosters, who's going to make final cuts. We have to see all these things, make it appear, make it worthwhile, give us an opportunity, a chance, right? So moving forward, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what teams look like. I think the AFC East is going to be a lot more competitive. You know, you got the Bills and the Dolphins and the Jets picking up some major heavy hitters, especially on defense. So I believe it's going to be a little bit more competitive, but it's the Patriots. I mean, come on. Let's not lose sight and get ignorant. You know what I mean? Well, we know it's going to happen. So that's primarily what I see is going on. It was great. For the sake of conversation on the NBA, draft and stuff for MLB, nobody cares right now. We all know that's not going to jump off until about another 4 or 5 months from now. Baseball is baseball, so I don't need to even go into that. I'm not going to do that. College football, you know, you got the coaches, especially that guy up in Michigan that used to be with the 49ers, but now is back up there with Michigan, his alma mater, you know, that guy Harbaugh. I expect them to make a major drastic change come next season because he's just one of the best. He's out there in the same division as Urban Meyer, so that's going to be a tough task. Nick Saban and what goes on with the Alabama Crimson Tide, we all know that's always going to be a subject or a topic for another day. But outside of that, any lasting situation here, Lou, before we take it on out here?
No, that's pretty much it.
Pretty much it. As you know, from here on, I'm going to have to scrounge for topics and make things sound better because this is really the dead space. But we will figure this thing out, and we will be back come Thursday. So be ready, and it's only right that we leave you with what we call beautiful music or beautiful endings. So with that, Lou, you're the man. Peace. We'll catch him on the other side.
I'm feeling it, feel the glass and it's not from away. Feel the legs pushing up on the stairs. Feel the heart that you get from the light. If you feel it.